Looking directly at the sun is obviously a dumb thing to do, but you can project an image of the sun by poking a pinhole into a sheet of paper and, by holding a second sheet under it, project the sun's rays onto the bottom sheet. However, Mercury is so small it may be difficult to see the small dot on the projected solar disk. A better way to view the transit is by using a telescope equipped with a solar filter. Tim Collins, senior presenter at the Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium at Buffalo State College, explains.
A solar filter is a coating that's used on a special lens. They are very easy to acquire. The best way to do it, of course, is go online. There's several telescope vendors that sell them for the appropriate dimension of your telescope. You need to know your diameter of your primary mirror in order to cover it correctly.
Mercury's transit will occur between 7 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. Buffalo State will host an observation on campus in the plaza located between the Student Union and Library. Collins advises parking may be limited, but metered spaces are available. Michael Morsiak, WBFO News.